السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are recording. So if you're talking, your parents are going to find out through with the website. So they'll be listening. So stay quiet. All right. Today we're going to continue talking about the subject of intention. We said, do angels know the intentions on the right and left? No. Writing? No. They write what?
Actions.
Actions, as is. Now, who translate this into hasanat or sayyat?
Allah.
In the day of judgment. Good. There is a joke about sincerity, a couple of jokes about sincerity, and you tell me what is funny in them. The first one is about a guy who was praying in the masjid by himself, and his heart got touched by Quran, so he started crying while praying. So now his friends come into the same room he's praying, and they find him crying when he's praying. So they start talking to each other and say, oh, look at person so and so, he's so pious, look at him crying, the faith at, you know, touched his heart, like he's crying, he's really good. So he quitted the prayer. And he said, and I am fasting too. Wallahi al-azim, I am fasting too. So what's funny about it?
Because he's not doing it for Allah.
He's bragging.
He's trying to get attention.
If he was fasting, no one would know.
Exactly. Yeah, but he wants to say, and I'm fasting. Not only that I'm crying in the prayer, I'm fasting. The second joke is about a guy who owns a dog. I'm sorry, about a guy who was praying. Allahu Akbar. And then, usually when he prays, Allahu Akbar, very fast. And you know, fast prayers doesn't count. Like a guy came to the masjid and he said, Allahu Akbar, very quickly finished his prayer. The Prophet was watching. He told him, pray, you haven't prayed. So he repeats the same prayer. The Prophet said to him, pray, you haven't prayed. So he said, I don't know better than that. He said, no. You stand up, and you read the Fatiha, and then you make ruku'ah, say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, take your time. You can't do it fast. Okay? So, there is a person who always prays like that. And then that person was praying by himself, and he was doing a fast prayer. During that fast prayer, guess who entered the room? Okay, I'm going to tell you, he heard the sound from behind. So when he heard the sound, he knew that somebody's watching him. So now he started to perfect the prayer. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He flipped right away to making a patient, long time, appropriate prayer. And after the prayer, he looked back to see who was in the room, and he found that a dog was in the room. So what's the joke? He was showing off to?
A dog.
Okay. All right. You can see things in the Quran that might puzzle you. That Allah is blaming, for example, Allah is blaming the Jews of today about the mistakes that were made in the Jews and the early Jews. So in Surah Al-Baqarah, you say, okay, what does these new Jews that we have right now, have to do with the old ones? Why Allah is judging them for something that their great, great, great ancestors did? And the answer, because of the similarity of hearts. Similarity of hearts. Allah is talking to the people who are having similar hearts to the ones, the early Jews. They have similar hearts to the early Jews. So Allah is saying, by doing whatever they are doing right now, okay, it resembled whatever they did in the past. What's the common denominator between both? The same heart, right? So, many people have the heart of Hitler, for example. Many people have the heart of Hitler. So, they have similarity of hearts. However, Allah, in order to make life on this earth, not very corrupt, Allah will make life on this earth. It has a low amount of corruption so that we can survive. Otherwise, life will end. So Allah does not give the powers of Hitler except to few people. However, the people who have similar hearts to Hitler, are, do they get punished like Hitler?
No.
Yes?
What?
Yeah, do you believe that? They get punished like Hitler, even though they didn't do what Hitler did.
But didn't Hitler like command 6 million people to die?
Yes, and they get judged the same thing. Like whatever Hitler takes, they take. Why? Because they wished, just by wishing to do like what Hitler did, you have similar hearts to Hitler. Even if you don't do anything. Remember when you said last time, Allah doesn't go but what actually happens. Allah goes by?
Intentions.
The world of intentions.
But you don't intend to have the same heart, right?
No.
But you will change the heart.
You have the same heart like Hitler has. And if you were given the powers of Hitler, you would have done the same exact thing. So you have a similar heart. However, Allah will give the powers of Hitler to only one. If Allah would give everybody who have the heart of Hitler the powers of Hitler, then life on earth will be screwed up. We can't live on it anymore. You see what I'm understanding here? So about the pharaohs, do you see how many people have the hearts of the pharaoh? Many. Many people have similar hearts to the pharaohs. And if they will get the powers of the pharaoh, they will do what the pharaoh did. However, Allah did not give them the powers of pharaoh so that the earth, life on earth is not, is not, yes, corrupt or screwed up to the level that people can't live on earth. Just like criminals. Allah makes the police stop, reduce crimes. Why? Because Allah doesn't want the life on earth to go so corrupt that the earth is screwed up. So Allah makes police come and stops crime. However, the people who have committed the crime, they have people that have similar hearts that could not commit the crime. So both are equally punished. So whatever the punishment that goes into the people who have wicked deeds like the pharaoh, it's a copy goes to the people of have similar hearts, but they did not do what, but Allah did not provide them with enough power to do what Hitler did. Okay. What if somebody is drinking? Go ahead.
What if like you want to do something, but you stop yourself on your own?
Yes, by fearing Allah. Yes, then you get hasanat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you change your mind because of fear from Allah and you're ashamed that you would do this deed, then you get hasanat. But if you stop yourself because the doctor said it's bad for your health, for example, then you get even. No hasanat, no sayyat. But if you actually do it, you get sayyat. If you wish that you have done it, you get sayyat. The same. It's just by wishing. It's enough. So be careful watching somebody doing something haram and wishing to be in this place or her place. Okay? It means that you have similar hearts. Then you get a copy of the bad deeds that she does. You get a copy for you. You understand? Like I'm saying, oh, I wish I have money to throw big party with belly dancing, with alcohol, like this guy did. So you just by wishing, that proves that you have similar hearts. Similar hearts means you go exactly, you both are judged exactly the same way. The hadith, remember the hadith of the intention? I read you only the first part, which is deeds are judged by intentions, and people reward will be according to what they have intended to do. Then the rest of the hadith saying that whomsoever immigrated from Mecca to Medina for the sake of Allah, his reward comes from Allah. But those who emigrated from Mecca to Medina for the sake of getting married out or to do business, their reward is whatever the marriage brings them and whatever the business brings them. That's what they intended and that's what they get. Do Allah owe them anything? Do Allah owes them any good deed? Like, in this particular guy, there was a guy who called, the guy who loved the woman, called Umm Qais. So Umm Qais immigrated from Mecca to Medina. So he immigrated following her to get married to her. So now he has been called the immigrant of Umm Qais. They used to call him after that, the immigrant of Umm Qais. Used him to call. Why is that? Because he immigrated to where? Because he's immigrated for what? We have very short time left. Immigrated for the sake of what?
Allah.
For the sake of marrying Umm Qais. So he called the immigrant of Umm Qais. You know how difficult was immigration at that time? Where you leave behind your money, your family, everything you leave behind, and you immigrate, you go to a land that you don't know, and your money is back there, you don't have money, and you don't have places to live.
Wait, why can't you take your money and take your family?
The bad guys, the kuffar, won't let you. Like if you have $10,000, before you immigrate, they won't let you have anything with you. They will take it. They will take it. No, they won't let... If the family members are bad guys, they just leave the stuff for them. But they make sure that the immigrant doesn't have anything with him or her to go there and have any kind of good life. Now there is a very good question. The question is, listen to the question. The question is, why the people who worship Allah, they worship Allah like maybe 60 years, 70 years, right? But they worship Allah for a limited amount of time. You can't worship Allah forever because you will die. When you die, okay, you can't do an act of worship anymore. But the question is, why would Allah give you Jannah, which is an everlasting reward, for you doing good deeds only for 60 years? Why?
Because 60 years is your whole life.
60 years is whole life, yeah. But you have only worshipped Allah 60 years. Why would He give you a Jannah, an everlasting Jannah? What do you think? Why?
Because He worked for it.
He worked only for 60 years.
Yeah,
why does
it would
He
be
get
the same thing for Jahannam too?
Same thing for Jahannam. A person who disobeyed Allah for 60 years, Allah sends to him to hell or her to hell. Forever, even though they had disobeyed Allah only for a limited amount of time, which is 60 years.
Because it's their test?
Huh?
But if that person who disobeyed Allah for was not Muslim, like they were still Muslim, but then they still kind of disobeyed Allah, would they be put in hell forever?
Yes.
What? Even though they're Muslim?
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, no. But let's say the people who... go ahead.
6 years
was their
whole life.
Because of what? 6 years was their whole life. Yeah, you're getting there. But why would Allah do that?
Didn't
Allah just give them 60 years in Jannah and we're done?
Isn't it the people who sinned
intention,
but not that much, they go to hell, and then when they're purified enough, they go to Jannah?
Yes.
Who's that?
Yes.
Everyone?
Huh?
Is that for everyone?
Right now, I would say that after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, okay, then the people the people who don't have an excuse, okay, for being non-Muslims, okay, then they are not held accountable to that. You understand? Okay, but back into the same question: why would Allah, if somebody is disobeying Allah, doing bad deeds for 60 years, why would Allah give him hell forever? Why don't you just give him hell for 60 years and then get him out?
Because
Because? Huh?
Intentions.
Because of intentions. Explain how.
I don't know. You just said the last
good, good. Intentions. Why? Huh? Why? What his intentions have to do with it? Huh?
Bad
anybody?
Uh-huh. Because he had bad intentions for like... Because
if he lived longer,
if he lived longer,
yeah,
he would have done bad.
Perfect answer.
What?
Good job, Dima.
If he lived as long as he could, he would have been doing the same thing.
Perfect. So because
well, it's
if,
like a sample.
Exactly. If Allah would give that person an everlasting life, this person would still worship Allah an everlasting life.
What if he changed?
Hold on. Because that person has the intention of always worshiping Allah, even if he gets an everlasting life, Allah will reward him for that intention by giving him an everlasting Jannah. Right? The same thing. The bad guy, if Allah will give him an everlasting life, he will keep doing the same stuff. The same stuff. The bad stuff forever. That's why Allah punishes them forever.
You can do whatever you want in Jannah, right? Like, you don't have to worry about disobeying, right?
In Jannah, there's no more... Your evil temptations are taken away from you in Jannah. You will have no evil temptations.
But what if you want to do things?
You want because you have to be tempted. In Jannah, there are no temptations at all. No bad temptations, in other words. You never intend or have something that... because here in this life, we're being tested. So we have intentions that we are tested with. But in Jannah, there is no test. So you wouldn't wish at all, just like the angels, for example. Why angels don't wish to do evil? Why? Because angels don't have temptations, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have temptations, and because of the temptations we have, okay, we might do something wrong. But however, the angels don't have temptations. And if somebody doesn't have temptation, why would this person disobey Allah?
Yeah.
I don't have any temptations to disobey him. You got it? So in Jannah, these temptations are taken out.
But in Jannah, you can do whatever you want, right?
Yes, but you will not wish and you will not have any desire to do something wrong. Because that no testing. Yeah. And also something else, that whatever halal things you have in Jannah are way more than enough. You know, way, way, way more than enough. So you will never intend for something haram. Or you will never wish for something haram. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the intentions of believers are better than their actual deeds. So believers wish that do good deeds. But when they actually do the good deeds, they don't know as much, they don't do as much as they intended to do. So Allah rewards them by what they intended to do. So Prophet Muhammad says, the wishes or the intentions of believers are better than their deeds. They wish to do more, but they actually don't do that much. Like somebody saying, I wish I have a fast every day. But that person's not, this is a wish, good wish, but is it possible? No. Is it even allowed by Islam? No. So the wish is better than the actual deed. So keep that in mind. Okay. There is a person called Ammar ibn Yasir. Who knows Ammar ibn Yasir? Okay, Ammar ibn Yasir was a slave in Mecca. And his parents were slaves. So his mother Sumayya is the first shaheed in Islam. The first shaheed. You know what shaheed is?
Oh yeah, wasn't he a slave? And then his mom's also a slave, but then...
Yes, Sumayya is his mom. Yes, his mom and his dad. They were tortured to death right in front of his eyes. And he was tortured beyond imagination. So they called him, curse Muhammad. He said, oh, damn Muhammad. They told him, curse Islam, damn Islam. They told him, curse the ones who followed Muhammad. Damn the ones who followed Muhammad. So he said it all. Then after they stopped, after they stopped the torture, they left him alone. So he went to the Prophet crying. And he said, I did this, I did that. I said this, I cursed you, I cursed Islam. And I cursed the followers, my brothers and sisters. I cursed them. I'm doomed. So the Prophet says, no. No. If they try to force you again, curse. So if they ask you to curse them again, curse. Okay? However, how is your heart? He said, my heart is full of love. Exactly. Full of love to Allah, his messenger, and the followers. He said, my heart is just full in love, of love. Then he said, anytime they ask you, do it. As long as it's like a lip service. Oh, I hate Islam. Okay. All right? They are forcing you to say that. I hate Islam. And you say it. What's your heart? Do you hate Islam? And your heart? No. So do you get sins? No. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ said that Muslims are not judging for mistakes that they did not intend to do, and the things that they have forgotten about, and the things that they are forced. So Muslims are not judged for three things. What are they? Making errors, unintended errors. Number two,
if you're forced,
and number three, if you forgot. Like you forgot to make Maghrib. You really forgot. Then Allah will put for you hasanat as if you prayed Maghrib. So He's not going to punish you for missing Maghrib. No. He's actually going to give you the hasanat for praying Maghrib. Why? Because you forgot. You forgot, did not intend. Exactly. Another thing is that making an error that you don't intend to make. You're going to the masjid, okay? And while you're going to the masjid, you run into somebody. Okay, this is an error. Okay, this is a mistake. But you're not accounted for it because you did not intend to do. So either making mistake on innocent mistakes, they call them, right? Innocent mistake like, I really did not intend to do that, but it happened. Then you're not blamed. And the third thing is that وَمَا أُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ means that whatever they are forced to do. Somebody forces you to do, then whatever you did is doesn't count against you. Okay? Now, I'll tell you a story about myself. I was a professor for 9 years. And we used to take our students in field trips. Okay? And then we went into a restaurant to eat. So what they did, I'd like to introduce my son, Muhammad. Okay, so now, they did not, what they did is that we went to the restaurant to eat, and then they had, the restaurant was serving margarita, and in the margarita they have alcohol in it. It's not virgin, it's not like without alcohol, it has alcohol in it. And I have no idea about that. Have absolutely no idea. So they asked me to order margarita, and then they convinced me to order margarita, and then they went behind my back and told the guy, the server, it is some kind of alcohol. Yeah. It's fruit salad, but it also has, they might add alcohol or they might not. So they told the waiter is to put a lot of alcohol in mine. And then when I started drinking it, I felt something wrong. Then I said, what happens here? And they were laughing like crazy. What happened here? They finally told me. I narrowed them. I tried to find the suspects who did that, but I couldn't because they covered up. Now, am I going to be judged for that?
But did they do that?
Oh, yeah. They did it on purpose. Because they know that I'm a Muslim and I don't drink.
Oh.
Okay. So they did this to me just as a nasty joke. Okay. Do I get blamed for that?
Which restaurant was this?
Do you plan to pay the visit?
No, I'm planning not to go.
In case you do.
In case you do. Now, Allah reduces the amount of evil and you're done?
Yeah,
you're done?
15 was,
okay. All right. So, salamu alaykum.